Good work. A lot of work. Great team to work with. Really good coaching staff. Thought we timed it up really well. So got a lot of film to watch, and it was really good work.
But, you know, several times today when you're working against their defense, not much is happening, and then you toss it off to Lamar Miller. It makes it a huge play for you. How important will he be just making first downs, keeping possession, that kind of thing as you guys build this offense?
Keep him healthy till week one. That's the key. Keep him healthy. Get him some work. Make sure he gets some good work. And be truthful with you. He was a little under the weather today. It says a lot about him to come out here. Had a little, you know, head cold and fought through it. So it says a lot about him and what a pro he is. But I tell those guys up front, you know, just hey, let's not allow any penetration and let's give this guy some room to run and he'll make some yards. So he's showing that. We just came off. I don't think it's serious. It's not a knee, you know, so I think he'll be all right.
JD looked very active today.
I didn't watch the defense. I'll watch the tape, but I'm sure there was some good and some things we need to correct over there with everybody.
You obviously have some time, but with Dwayne Brown, you know, still not being here.
Yeah.
Haven't been able to get Derek Newton since the start of camp. And then yeah. Nick's been in and out. Do you worry about the health of the line right now, or do you feel like you have enough time to piece that together?
Well, there's nothing more important than the health of the team. I mean, there's no doubt about that, you know, and that's for every team in the league. But also look at the positive of it, that we're getting a lot of guys opportunities that will probably have to play a lot of football for us this year. So whether it's Lamb or Chris Clark or, you know, Mance at center, Berge at center. So I look at the positive that way. But, you know, eventually we want to have all five that are going to start working together. But we don't have that right now. So these guys need to keep taking advantage of their opportunities.
I haven't been able to watch Brock now against a couple different teams. Pieces of the game today against the Saints. How would you evaluate where he's at right now?
I like where he's at. You know, I thought that he's done a nice job in two-minute drills. He's had some good team periods. It's very difficult to come in here as a quarterback, both sides, and not really game plan, not really know what you're going to see and have to react to it on the fly. And I think Brock's done a good job of that.
When you go back, based on what you saw today, you're looking at the film, what's something you're going to go, damn, they did that?
Well, I thought that there were some decent moments of running the ball today. I thought that we had some decent runs. I thought we started slow. I think we have to get back to understanding that we have to start fast in practice, in games, things like that. But I thought there were some good things running the ball, and I think the passing game got better as the day went on, but we need a lot of work in the passing game.
What were you doing in the running game that you were pleased?
Well, I thought that the backs were running hard for the most part. Like Lamar was seeing the cut. I thought Kenny had a couple good runs in there. So, you know, I think there's some good things going on in the running game. I think the guys blocked pretty well for the most part. There were probably, you know, 100-some-odd plays today. So it's hard to be perfect on every play, but I thought there were some good things.
Do they keep making that cut coming perfect, tougher, the backs?
That'll be a very difficult decision. You know, the decision on how many to keep and who to keep and things like that, that's going to be a difficult decision.
So what else does it help your secondary to have Brandon Cooks against them?
Anytime you have a great player like Cooks on the other side, same thing for them against Hopkins, you know, it really tests your secondary. It tests your man-to-man coverage. It tests a lot of things. And they don't just have Cooks. They have a number of other players. We have a number of other players. So I thought it was really good work for both secondaries.
When it comes to the quarterback position, do you know who your backup is yet, whether it's Savage or Reedon, or is that still at the play?
Oh, I would say right now it's Tom Savage. You know, I think he's number two right now, but that's not to say that Reedon hasn't done a good job. I think Reedon has really improved. Tom's been in our system for 3 years. Weed's only been in it for about, you know, 8 months or, you know, close to a year. So Tom's a little bit ahead in that regard. But you know, both guys, what stands out to me about both guys as backup players, they really throw the ball very, very well. They spin the ball very nicely.
Does it make sense, since you got new receivers, new quarterback, injuries in the line, that early you might run the ball a lot till everything comes to play?
I think it's more dictated by who we're playing and how we see that first game. And But I think we as an offensive staff and as an offensive team, we have to be able to run the football. I think the determining factor on being a good football team is how well you can run the ball basically when you have to run it, and how well you stop the run when you know they're going to run it, and then how well you cover kicks. I think those three things really develop and talk to you about the toughness of your team, and I think we're getting better and better in those areas.
You went through so much the last 2 years, though. Weekly overreaction. I mean, you know, I go through this world, but even last week, Brock plays one piece in the game, and he's always reading too much. How is a coaching staff and you guys tune that out, ignore it, get the tunnel vision that you've always talked about, especially with Brock and...
Yeah, as far as I don't even know what you're talking about, I'll be honest with you. We're in caves. You know, we're in a cave. We're concentrating on our team. We're coaching the heck out of our team. Our team's really working hard. I really like this team. I'm not a genie. You know, I can't predict anything. All I know is that I really enjoy coaching this football team. We got a lot of good guys, a lot of good guys in the locker room that love to play, have a passion for it. And, you know, I know you guys have a job to do, and obviously you guys know that I respect your job, but I try to just concentrate on my job, let you guys do your job.
Thanks, Bill. Last one.
What did you think about Alex Carrington before you saw him and what you seen from him in a couple of days?
Very solid player, very tough player, guy that Anthony Weaver had experience coaching in Buffalo, so that helped us. Came in here in the workout and was in really good shape. Thought that stood out, so it's really important for him to be in the, you know, be in shape, knowing that he may get picked up. That really says a lot about him, and so far it's been good.